Easy to handle, it's a mug full of fun. McDonald's sports mugs, there's more than just one.
Ronald's playing football, the Grimace stuffs the net. The captain and the hamburger
collect the whole set. Easy to handle, it's a mug full of fun. McDonald's sports mugs, there's more than just one.
Only McDonald's has them. Each week, a new glass mug featuring favorite McDonaldland characters playing football, baseball, basketball, or hockey. We call them McDonaldland sports mugs, and they're great for both hot and cold drinks. And the price is great, too. Just 59 cents each, and that includes a regular soft drink. McDonaldland sports mugs.
Easy to handle, it's a mug full of fun. McDonald's sports mugs. Da-da-da-da-da. We said McDonald's sports mugs, 'cause you... you're the one!
Complete your set of McDonaldland sports mugs. Hamburglar, Captain Crook, Grimace, or Ronald. Each mug includes regular soft drink, 59 cents plus tax. While supplies last at participating McDonald's.
Concert Happenings has been brought to us by McDonald's. See, it's really hard when you're trying to put together a band, you know, and you got other jobs. It's really hard to get together to rehearse. I mean, I was sort of half mad before because you didn't... I thought you were going to show up around 1:30, Robin, and you weren't here. And I thought, well, there she is skipping rehearsal. But you have another job. I mean,
this is very true.
You're not just a kazoo player.
No.
You know, so you have other things to do, and you were busy doing them, but you're finally here.
Yes.
And it's time for another edition of the Bayonne Butch Rockin' Robin Kazoo Soap Opera.
Ta-da!
Now, listen, I've been thinking...
Wait, we need organ music underneath this.
I've been thinking a lot about this, and I think that what we should do is, like, because we're lacking a certain something, you know? We're lacking...
so I've been told.
And it's something that I think we'll be able to make up as time goes on and as we get more and more proficient.
Well, the band has to get an identity.
Exactly. But I think in the meantime, I mean, as long as we're into this, we can use a time-honored tradition in the music business.
Yeah.
Which is to say that we can doctor ourselves. I mean, if we're really not capable of pulling it off all by ourselves, we can fool around in the studio.
Then later, you know? When they write about the first album, they'll say the overproduced first album.
Right. So I think, like, just as a for instance, we could do a stereo production. I mean, up till now, we've always played monorally.
True.
Which I enjoy playing monorally with you. But I think we should maybe... Let's see, maybe if I put you over there. Are you over there?
I suppose.
I think you're over there now.
All right.
And if I put me over here, then I'm over here.
Oh, we're in stereo.
And we're in stereo.
Oh.
Now, also, there is another tradition going on these days in the music business, which is the revival of old songs, oldies, in fact.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a reworking of an oldie. So I think we should rework an oldie. What about you? Do you think we should do that?
I think it's a fine idea.
Because we tried some classical music and that didn't work. We tried an old folk song last week. That didn't work.
I
think we should try an oldie.
All right, I'm game.
You want to try Hey Baby?
Hey Baby, sure.
Hey Baby, sure. Okay. All right, come on. I mean, we're in stereo now. I mean, it's a heavy duty production.
I've never been in stereo with anyone else before, you know?
Well, let's see. Are you in stereo over there? Okay, she's in the right, I'm in the left, for those of you who were paying careful attention. Let's do a little Hey Baby. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait a minute. We playing in the same key?
Probably not. But we didn't tune up beforehand, Ben.
Do
you want? I mean, we'll make you first kazoo, and the first kazoo always sounds the A, and the rest of the band can tune on the A.
A?
A? A?
I don't know how to sound the A on a kazoo.
Back to class for you, Ben.
Being in stereo didn't help us at all, did it?
I was really into what I was doing. I couldn't listen. I'll have to hear it on the tape.
On the playback. Yeah. Okay.
Be my girl. maker, man, oh man.
Baby, it's obvious, Robin, we have to practice more than once a week, I think. Bruce Chanel, of course, did the original version of that. The Bayonne Butch Rockin' Robin Kazoo Duet Band.
We'll
eventually figure out how to play these things. All right? I'm Vince Kelsa. This is WNEW-FM New York. The news is next at 2, followed by Scott Muni. Goodbye to you.
Oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.
Kazoo Band made its New York stage debut.
This is true.
At Avery Fisher Hall the other night. We were going to shoot for Madison Square Garden right off the top, but then we decided that, what the heck, we'd start off small. You
we'll
know?
Build so, to it. It's
yeah.
okay.
So at Avery Fisher Hall, it was an extended Rockin' Robin Bayonne Butch Kazoo Band because these two marvelous little kids, Diana.
Not to forget Meg either.
And Meg was with us, right? Meg Griffin joined us. Diana and the boys.
Ian.
These two marvelous kids from Cerebral Palsy who were a big part of the Christmas concert on Monday night. They got kazoos. Well, like so many kazoos arrived. From all of the folks who came to the show. Like they were just dozens of them, man, all over the tree and everything. People brought trombone kazoos and all hummazoos and plastic kazoos and wooden kazoos.
It was great.
Fantastic.
So
these two little kids, man, as soon as they
listen,
saw,
I understand they listen to the show, which is why they're hooked on kazoos.
Yeah, really. They grabbed those kazoos immediately and wouldn't let go of them. And they finally got out on stage with Scott. And Scott wanted them to sing a Christmas carol. Not these kids. They immediately went and tore into the kazoos. So it was the extended. This band, I think, sooner or later, is going to include everybody. I think this will be, the Rockin' Robin Bayonne Butch Kazoo Band will be the true people's band. Because, you see, you don't need any talent to join this band. You know, no musical ability whatsoever. So everybody can be in this, but you're all invited. You know, we'll have bass kazoos and tenor kazoos and percussive. No, Rama says no.
Oh no, yes, I'm
right?
Nodding in agreement.
Can everybody?
When I nod in agreement, I nod every which way.
All right. So this time around, me and Robin, we're going to do it straight this time. We're actually going to get through a song because it's the spirit of the season. You know, things are beginning to build up. It's the 8th day of December now. Just a couple of weeks, it'll be Christmas. And we're going to relive without the aid of Meg, who is off somewhere, and without the aid of those two marvelous little kids, we're going to relive that wonderful moment the other night.
Mm-hmm.
At Avery.
Complete with chorus.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, we're going to, the middle part that we forgot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is straight, friends. We're not going to screw this one up.
Want to give me the note, Bayonne?
No, you give me the note.
All right.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
children singing, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. Oh, see the snowflakes falling, and hear your old friends calling, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. And hear the people sneezing, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. Oh, see the bright lights glowing, and feel the cold winds blowing, winter is on the way, winter is on the way. Ooh. I love to dance in the snow, and I love dancing with you.
There's one that your mother should know. A little taste of Glenn Miller to wrap up the show here. Moonlight Serenade. The Beatles and a band called The Leopards before that. Dancing in the Snow. I will leave you to go dancing in the whatever out there in the world today. The news is next at 2, followed by Scott Muni here at WNEW-FM in New York. I'm Vin Scalza. I thank you for hanging out and for playing around. We'll do it again tomorrow between 10 and 2. Goodbye.